Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today I'm here with Rich DiZarega, and we're going to continue on with our Getting Started series. So we've done a lot of coverage on the Office 365 APIs, and they're expanding, and we're making huge investments in that area. But we wanted to switch gears today a little bit and cover more on Office add-ins.
Yeah.
And show folks the first-class experience that we have in Visual Studio and how easy it is to get started.
That's right. Yeah, you know, the standalone web applications and mobile applications that we've done, that's kind of straightforward. You figure it's going to be using web technologies on mobile. You can use native. You can use, you know, some hybrid cross-platform. Add-ins are a different beast. You know, a lot of people, if they've looked at Office add-ins in the past, there's all these weird technologies that you're working with, like VBA and macros and things like that. And really, we cater to the web developers now, right?
We do. We really do.
So that's what we're hoping to convey today. If you haven't built an Office add-in, if you haven't given it a look in a few years, it's changed a lot. And it's easy. You can take the skills that you have from a web standpoint and really apply them here. We have an office.js that provides a lot of really rich connectivity into Office.
And we just updated that actually with some new APIs that came out for Excel and Word.
That's right, yeah.
Very recently, so a lot of exciting stuff.
Cool. So, you know, we thought we'd give a little bit of a blend between the experience you might have on a PC and for maybe more of the open source developer that may not have a PC, maybe they're on a Mac or something like that, and we thought we'd give you a little blend of both. So you're sitting here with a PC, Sonia.
I am. Exciting times.
We're going to get you coding today.
Kind of. Yeah, so we've got Visual Studio, and I'm going to create an add-in. I'm going to go and click on New Project. Under the Office and SharePoint selection, I'm going to click App for Office, and I'll just leave it with the standard name, and click OK. And so then I'll select a task pane app.
So all the different types of add-ins, there's not different templates for them. I just create one template, and Visual Studio then kind of walks me through and lets me select what kind of add-in I'm building.
Yeah, they've made it super simple. We've made it super simple with this wizard-like approach where you can pretty much select what kind of app add-in you want and where it should go. And so we'll go with the task pane, and I want to do one for Excel.
So what's cool here is you can also see, and some of this is changing. So Sonia mentioned some of the updates we're making to the APIs. The kind of the first, I would say, generation of these modern web add-ins was I could build an add-in, and the same add-in could run across all the different products, right? So it could run in PowerPoint, it could run in Word, it could run in Excel. And so we're changing that a little bit. We're starting to get like Excel-specific APIs and really deep Word-specific APIs. But the kind of the concept here is I could, if I wanted to, you're going to go with Excel, but we could have built an add-in that hits all of these.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
Yep. And then click Finish. And so what this will do is actually the wizard then generates my manifest file for me, and that's the file that is the definition of the add-in. And so it says exactly what apps or what Office apps it'll run in, for example, Excel for this one, but it would throw in the other ones if it were to run on the other apps as well. And then some of the properties, such as the fact that it is a task pane app. And so that'll generate my manifest project, and it'll also generate my web project for me.
So it's two projects that we'll end up with.
Yes, that will end up in the solution.
Very cool.
Yep. And so here, there you go. It's all generated. And then in home.js, I want to go in and just set a breakpoint to show how easy it is and how quickly we can start the app and get going and actually get into debugging and testing.
Sure. It's actually going to let us debug these.
It is.
Very cool.
It is. So I'm going to set my breakpoint right here because when we call this get data from selection for the Excel cell, I want to see what it comes back with, what the value is.
Yeah, so I see you're doing an office.context.document, and that's kind of the example that our first kind of generation of these were more generic, right? It was around, you know, that document could be a document in Excel, it could be a document in Word, it could be a document in PowerPoint, and we're introducing some of those newer capabilities, but doing something like just reading what might be selected in the document, that's something that we can treat generically, and so this same code would work across all those.
Exactly.
Cool, so I want to see you hit a breakpoint.
Let's hit a breakpoint.
All right.
And there you go. That's how easy it is. The wizard generates pretty much everything for you, and then you can hit start, and there you go. There's your add-in. And so I'm going to say, hello, Dev Show. Come up here, get data from selection, and there's my breakpoint. And we can see the value here is hello dev show. So it picked up the value that was in the cell and hit my breakpoint.
Very cool. And you can, you know, this is an example of getting data from the actual document. We can also write data to the document. We can bind to things so that we know when data changes. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that's there. And you know, in this case, just about a line of code allows us to do that interaction.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So that's a first class experience for sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that Visual Studio automatically does for you. It mm-hmm. certainly builds out what we would consider the scaffolding of the project. It does things like attaches a debugger. It even puts the manifest where it needs to. So it might not be quite as obvious as Sonia's going through and doing this, but in order for Office to be able to read what add-ins you can use, it needs to be able to read all those manifest files. So behind the scenes, Visual Studio is automatically doing some of that for you. And it provides a great experience.
Yep, and so this is the example of the manifest file that got generated automatically with the project.
And for those that are maybe new to these, one of the most important lines in this is there's a source location here. And it basically says, this is the website that I want to load inside of that Office mm-hmm. add-in mm-hmm. area. So cool, very cool.
Yep.
So that's kind of the experience that you get in Visual Studio. We wanted to talk about what if you're not a Visual Studio user and what can you do there? And so we've actually been doing a decent amount of investment over the last few months to support those scenarios. I would say that, you know, I've certainly worked with partners that don't use Visual Studio and they've been, you know, definitely successful in being able to produce something, but we want to make it a lot easier. And so we've done some of that. And I wanted to walk through a little bit of that hopefully you've heard of and hopefully you'll start using here soon. So specifically, when you use Visual Studio, the first thing you did, you went and created a project and it basically used a template to create the scaffolding, the full project structure. And so that's one of the things that as you leave Visual Studio, that's probably the first thing you find that's lacking is how am I gonna generate all this? How do I know like what references to pull in that Office.js that's out on a CDN? What's the schema for that manifest file?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you had to build this XML file.
Wait, you don't want to write XML by hand anymore?
It's not my favorite thing to do,
right.
But hey, you know, it's maybe on a Friday night.
Exactly.
So what we wanted to do was make it easier. And so we decided to adopt a popular approach for mm-hmm. generating scaffolding, which is using Yeoman generators. And so you may have seen some news about this, but we have offered up a Yeoman generator for Office. We call it Yo Office.
We do call it Yo Office.
So you can basically go out and just say Yo Office, and it walks through almost, now it's not fancy little modal dialogues that walk you through like right. you saw in Visual Studio, but you'll find it looks almost identical, what it walks you through. It'll say, well, what type of add-in do you want to create? Okay, what product are you focusing on? Mm-hmm. And it really walks you through that same process of ending up with a completed project. So that's what I wanted to walk through today on a Mac. And then also, there's some other things that Visual Studio does, like automatically deal with the deployment of the manifest. Mm-hmm. It automatically sets up debugging. And some of that we're working to make more automatic. And I can assure you we're going to get there and make it a first-class experience and try to get you as close to what, you know, create
Visual
a project
Studio,
F5
yep.
that you were able to do. But it doesn't mean we can't still be very productive on an open platform that you might build in. And so let's go ahead and take a look. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just open up a terminal here, and I'll try to zoom in on this. But what I want to do is first create a project folder that I'm going to work in. So I'm going to CD over to where I create most of my projects. And I'm going to just make a quick directory here. So we'll call this the dev show. We'll call this dev show task pane. And I'm going to go ahead and change directories to that. And now I'm ready to use the Yeoman generator. And I've already pre-installed this. And we'll have in the show notes for sure the links to where you can get the Yeoman generator and all the documentation around it. But once you have it all set up, it's as simple as saying Yo Office. So I'm just going to say Yo Office. And it's going to walk me through that generator. So what you'll see is it's going to prompt me, what do you want your project to be named? So I'll call this, you know, Office Dev Show Task. The next thing it's going to do, it's going to say, what do you want to be the relative path for your project? I'm just going to use the current folder, so I'm going to accept the default. Now, here's where that wizard comes into play, and I'll try to zoom in on this a little bit. So you can see here it's saying, do you want a mail add-in, a task pane add-in, or a content add-in? Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the three major, we call them shapes sometimes, yep, that you can have with an Office add-in. And so I could choose any of those three. Inside of them, they will have maybe some additional criteria. So for instance, if I do a mail add-in, I'll have an additional choice of, say, a read add-in or a compose. And actually, we'll walk through that a little bit later. So I'm going to go ahead and do a task pane add-in. And then the next thing is, this is really unique to the Yeoman generator. This isn't even something that Visual Studio provides, is we actually give you three options for how we generate the scaffolding of this project. We'll create a HTML, CSS, and JavaScript project, which is the only thing it really uses is Office.js and jQuery. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really use anything fancy. In fact, it will end up with the exact same project that Visual Studio does with its template. So it's the exact same template, in a sense, that we've put in the Yeoman generator. However, we wanted a couple of additional interesting options. So there is an option for Angular. So we've done a session here on AngularJS. It's a really popular framework, especially for doing data-bound type things client-side. And so we're going to provide that as an option. And then the third one I think is really unique is, what if all I want is a manifest? Sonia, we've realized that I don't like writing XML. If that's all that I want is that XML manifest file, I can simply come out here and it can generate that for me.
It's so really convenient.
Yeah, so yeah. For developers that maybe have already been building these add-ins and just having to do that one part by hand, at the very least, we're going to help solve that for them.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, that manifest file, we do update it over time. So with Office 2016, we've updated that manifest to do new great things. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to have to go learn that manifest schema again and just come out and use the generator. Bada bing, you're done. So we'll go ahead and go with the normal HTML, CSS, JavaScript sample. And now you can see the next thing that I have is an option to select what products that I want this to work in. So you went with Excel, so maybe I'll go with Word here. So we'll go ahead and uncheck the others. I could have it work for all if I wanted to, but I'm going to simply make mine for Word. So now it's going to basically go off and generate everything. So it's going to be doing a number of things behind the scenes. It's going to use Bower to pull in some mm-hmm. script libraries. It's going to create that whole structure. It's going to create the manifest. And then once I'm done, I'll be able to simply open that in whatever IDE I like to build in, whether that's something like Atom, or I'm going to use Visual Studio Code. So I'll just say code dot, and that'll bring up this project inside Visual Studio Code, and it'll be basically ready to go. So you can see it's similar. This is actually the exact same project structure that Sonia had in Visual Studio. If I were to expand app, I have a home, and here's home.js. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, it's literally the exact same thing. So we took the Visual Studio template and we made it available here through the Yeoman generator. So the next step from here is I could change some code in here and maybe do different things. But let's just see how I could actually test this.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the next challenge is, I have this, how do I actually run and test this? Well, the first challenge you're going to run into when you're not in Visual Studio is that Office add-ins really need a secure hosting mechanism. So they need to be hosted with SSL. And so Visual Studio, it happens to take care of that. It's one of the things that sometimes we take for granted if you're a Visual Studio user, is it'll do things like self-signed certs and get mm-hmm. those all set up on IIS Express really easily. And that's a little bit harder as you go different places. It's not super hard, but the great thing is we've actually created a gulp script inside of this project to automatically host it with SSL.
Nice.
So all I have to do is I'll come back to my terminal and I will say gulp, and I will say serve-static. And what you'll see is it'll start hosting this. So it's a little bit hard to see. I'll zoom in. You can see that I'm hosted on localhost 8443. Mm-hmm. That's my port, but it is HTTPS. Now, before this will actually load inside of a browser, one thing that I will want to do is that I want to make sure that I trust that cert. So what I'll do is copy this URL, and I'll go ahead and go into my browser and just bring it up once with not inside of an add-in, because mm-hmm. the add-in's a little bit more of a sandbox and it's not going to like an SSL warning. So right. we're going to try to get past that ahead of time. So we'll say app, home, and then home HTML. And there we go, our app's loaded. And if you look, you can see there's the little warning that mm-hmm. it doesn't really like our SSL cert because it's self-signed. But Anyway, this is enough for us to get us by. So the next step is, well, how do I actually get this running inside of, in this case, Word? We build it as a Word add-in. Well, the key to this is we want to deploy our manifest file. And so there's some key ways of doing that, and I'm going to walk you through that. And this is one of those areas that's maybe not as well covered in some of the other documentation.
And it's also something that we do take for granted coming from Visual Studio, because Visual Studio does deploy that for you automatically exactly where it needs to go. And so it's great that we're taking the time to walk through.
That's right. So when I do a document-centric add-in, so that would be something that's for Excel, PowerPoint, or Word, I'm going to use a special area of SharePoint called a app catalog. And so if you're not familiar with these, if you have an Office 365 developer tenant, mm-hmm. you can create one very easily. And I'll show you how to do that. You'd simply go to your admin area. So go to your app launcher, go to admin. And then this is actually a special site in SharePoint. So what you're going to go do is go down to the bottom under SharePoint Administration. And in that, you'll see an area where you can manage your apps. So I'll go here to apps. And this top link here is where it'll prompt you to create an app catalog for your tenant. So it's pretty simple. It's hidden through a few links. But simply, again, go to the admin portal, go to the SharePoint admin area, and then apps. So that'll get you your app catalog. And what an app catalog looks like is, go to hit it really quickly here, is this. It's just a SharePoint site collection.
Yep.
But it has special libraries to host those manifest files. And in fact, they're special in that Office will automatically look to that location for what add-ins it can load. Mm-hmm. So as a good example here, let me just go back here and I'll go to Word. We haven't deployed our add-in yet. So if I go into a blank document, I'm actually not going to have really any add-ins available to me. That's what we should see. So we'll go ahead and open this. I'll go to Insert. Here's our add-ins link. And for my organization, and actually, let me refresh this. There we go. Mm-hmm. There are no add-ins here. Nothing has been deployed. But as soon as I go and I add our manifest file to one of these libraries, it's going to show up for my organization. So super easy to do. So let's go ahead and do this. We'll go to our app catalog. I'm going to go into Finder where I can open up our project. So let's see, what do we call it?
DevShow
Task Pane. There we go. And here's our manifest file. It's just an XML file. So I'm going to go to the Apps for Office library, and I can simply drag and drop this manifest file in here. So we'll just take it, drop it, and just like that, it should have made this available. So let's go back to Word, and I will just do a quick refresh here. And there is our Office Dev Show add-in. So that's how we get those add-ins available. Mm-hmm. And now I can simply go ahead and insert this, and you'll see that it loads. So I could go ahead and say, hello world. And if I were to select that, I can get it to basically pull it into the add-in.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's lacking here that, again, we're working on ideas on how we can make this better. Obviously, there's so many different IDEs that people could theoretically use. I'm using Visual Studio Code. You might like to use brackets or who knows what. What I would say is that you can certainly rely upon the browser developer tools to do debugging. So if I wanted to do that here, I could simply come out and we'll go over to the developer tools. I happen to be using Chrome, but most browsers have developer tools. And if I go to the sources area, I can locate this add-in and be able to work with it. So you can see here, it's a little bit small to see, but you can see localhost 8443.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and expand this under app, home, and we'll find our home.js file. And just like Sonia put a breakpoint, I can put a breakpoint in here, and you can see, there we go, I've hit my breakpoint.
Nice.
So and from here, I can put watches and look at all the local variables, and it's going to be a similar experience to what you had in Visual Studio.
That's great.
So it's not, you know, the Yeoman generator is the big accelerator, right? That's making it a lot faster to get going. It's certainly maybe not the first class experience we get with Visual Studio, but as you can see, it only took me a few more minutes to get things off and running. And that actually, the important thing is that app deployment process is only something that I have to do once.
Right.
I don't have to, every time I change something in the website, I don't have to update the manifest unless you need to update something in the manifest. In fact, really what I could do is come back here, I can make a change to my code and just refresh the add-in and it would automatically pull in my changes. So that's a little bit about the Yeoman generator and how to work with it for a document-centric add-in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought briefly I'd show you the same experience for building a mail add-in.
Sure.
So mail add-ins are a little bit different. We didn't show it on Visual Studio, but in Visual Studio, when you start debugging a mail add-in, it automatically says, well, what's your Outlook Office 365 right. account? And it works with that to make the manifest available for your mailbox. So it's going to be a little bit different here, but similarly to what we just did, it's pretty easy to do. So I'm going to go ahead and close this. We're going to use our Yeoman generator again. I'll close a few extra tabs here, just get rid of some of the noise. And let's first stop our web hosting. And we'll create another project. So let's do CD projects, VS Code. And we'll call this one Dev Show Mail. Okay, so we're gonna say Yo Office. And this time it's gonna be, again, same sort of path. What you're gonna notice is there's gonna be an additional screen that pops up here. So for our display name, we'll call this Dev Show Mail. We'll use our current folder. In this case, we're gonna do a mail add-in. And here's where it's gonna get a little bit different. I'll go with HTML, JavaScript. But here's where it's gonna get a little bit different. If you see here, mail add-ins activate different ways. And so one of the things that this is gonna do is allow me to specify some of the areas where this add-in will be available. So I can make this available for a read on an email or read on an appointment.
Yeah.
Or I can make it something that's available for compose on those two things. And so those are some of the activation things that can be available here. We're gonna build a read add-in. And so what I'll do is just maybe deselect the other ones here and we'll just do a mail read. So there it goes. It's gonna go and create all that project scaffolding. Similar to what we saw with the first example, it's gonna use the same template that Visual Studio did. So there's nothing you're seeing me do here that you wouldn't see from Visual Studio other than some of the automatic getting like started debugging. Okay, so we should be done. Now I'll go ahead and just open this up in code just to show you that, again, it's created that structure for us. And so you can see it's all here. It actually creates both a read app and a compose app so that you can have an example of both of those. I can go in here and make all the changes that I might want. The key that this does have, though, is that manifest file. And you can see that for a mail add-in, it's a little bit more elaborate. Yes, yeah. So for instance, a mail add-in for read, it can display different ways. So you can actually specify how much screen real estate you need. You can even specify that based upon the device, if it's a phone or if it's a normal like full PC browser. The other thing, if you look at the bottom of my manifest, there are some activation rules. So you can see the rule here says, if the item is a message, make it available. But there's actually a lot more rules we can put in here. These are really powerful. I can do things like do regular expression matches. If I find some sort of pattern, that's when I want this add-in to show up and be available, or if there's attachments, or if we find an address.
Yeah, and one of the most common scenarios we see with that is if it finds an address in the email, it will actually automatically open up the Bing Maps add-in if you have it installed.
Yep. So I'm ready again. I could do some development here, but what I want to do is show you how we can now take this and start debugging with it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out to my Outlook. So I'm going to go up here, go to Outlook. And if you go to the gear up at the top right of Outlook, OWA, you can click and you can manage add-ins. So you see that link here to manage add-ins. This is going to allow me to do things like see what add-ins I'm already using in my organization. I can turn some on, turn some off. But it also gives me a really easy way to add a new add-in using just that manifest file. So we just looked at that manifest file. And if I come out here, and actually I need to make two changes to this. I'm going to get rid of a few properties here. There's a nice icon URL and a support URL. It's gonna bark at me by saying those aren't real URLs. And I don't really have one now, so I'm just going to get rid of them. So now it should be happy. We'll go ahead and add from file. We'll go ahead and browse out here. So this is Dev Show Mail. We'll find that manifest file. Click Next. It's going to do a validation process here. So at this point, it says it's good. We'll go ahead and install. And install is kind of a weird name because all we're doing is adding a manifest file to your Exchange
profile.
Mailbox profile. And so the neat thing is this follows me. I'm in OWA here, but if I bring up Outlook, it works there. If I bring up maybe, you know, some of our Outlook mobile apps in the future, where we have visions of those being available there as well.
Yep.
So at this point, it should be good. This should actually show up. In fact, if I'm just going to do one refresh here. If I select on a piece of mail, what you see here is that Office Dev Show Mail. So it's showing up right here. I'll just zoom in here again. You can see Dev Show Mail. You can see that I have a few other ones like Salesforce, Harman IE, MYOB, Travel Advisor. I have a few that are here by default that were, you know, other great partners that have built solutions. But we want to test our Office or our Dev Show Mail one. So the first step is, again, I need to start debugging it. So or at least starting it hosted on the web. So I'm going to go back here and we'll do our same little command. We'll do gulp serve static. And you can see I'm still using the same port. In fact, if I go back here, this is going to be a different URL. I believe it's app read. See if that's right. Yep, there we go, app read. Mm-hmm. So let's actually see if this functions now. What I'm going to do is go ahead and click on Dev Show. And if you look, our add-in has activated. But it's also started to actually do some of that interaction using Office.js. So if I zoom in, you'll see things like it was able to read the subject of the email. It looked at who the sender of the email was from. And there's actually a lot that's available that we're not even using here. We can look at attachments. We can get to the body of the email if we need to. We can look at BCC or all the different things that
properties
might be
of the mail. Yeah.
Cool. And in terms of debugging this, same process as before. If I wanted to debug this, I would simply use the developer tools. So we could come out here, go to sources. You can easily find that localhost one and simply go out to app read and find the specific file that you want to debug.
Awesome.
So that's pretty much it. You know, we obviously provide a really good experience on Visual Studio, but we've done a lot. Definitely check out the Yeoman generator. We're constantly adding new things to it. In fact, it's kind of become a community effort. I know one of our MVPs recently did some manifest validation inside of it. So we're constantly doing updates for things like the new Office UI fabric.
Yep.
So it's a cool thing. Check it out. Build some add-ins.
Definitely. And contribute. We are taking contributions on it, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you much.
Yeah.
Go build some add-ins. Thank you all and happy coding.